This is Jason Marsden, the voice of Duke from G.I. Joe Renegades. You're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Yo, Joe.
Hey, it's Jesse Rass here, and you've made the great escape into comics by jumping inside the pull bag today.
All right, folks, this is episode 572 of the pull bag. This is Void Rivals number 14 syndicated content from another comic review, which is Jesse Early's podcast. He and I do that over there with what we're doing with the Energon universe and all that good stuff. I am only syndicating the episodes that are everything except the Transformers, because I have plans to do the Transformers comics with other people here inside the pullbag at some point. So there's that. But for now, enjoy Void Rivals number 14 right after this.
This is another comic review, episode 37, recorded December 1st, 2024. Another comic review, ignite the night. Transformers war and G.I. Joe's fight. Void Rivals clash in a flash of light. Tune in now for your comic fight. Panel my comic review, ignite the night. Transformers war and G.I. Joe's fight. Void Rivals clash in a flash of light.
And welcome to another comic review. My name is Jesse, and as always, I'm joined by TFG1 Mike of GeekCastRadio.com.
That's right. We are here. We are no longer waiting.
We're no longer waiting, no. And we're nearing the end of the year. How are your 31 podcasts and 31 days going?
Okay, so as of this recording, I've got the first four done as far as fully edited and ready to go. The first two are online as of right now, and the episode 106 to 114 are recorded. I just have to edit all of that.
Sweet. Yep. So making progress.
In progress, that's right.
All right. Well, we are here to talk about Void Rivals number 14 today by Kirkman, yep. DeFelici, Del Pesce, and Wooten. Quick synopsis from imagecomics.com. Derek is back to Agoria for one day before they send him back out into space to get shot at. Derek's loyalty to Agoria is put to the test as he's forced to prove himself.
Whoa. I have a problem with the Image Comics run, because that's not what happens.
I mean, that's true.
I mean, just listening to you read that rundown from imagecomics.com. Yes, he is there for a day. But they don't send him out. He chooses to go.
Like, right. He volunteers.
The promotion for that, I don't know who writes solicits at any comic company. I don't know if it's the writer of the comic of each of the comics, or if it's some, you know, copy boy in the back room somewhere. I don't know who writes them, but man, go ahead with your rundown, sir. Sorry. I just had to cut. I'm sorry. I had to cut because that's wrong.
Even the second sentence is wrong. Like, who's he proving himself to?
His father, maybe? Yeah, technically, he's probably proven himself to his dad. So that I can forgive. But the fact that it says they send him right back out, that's not what happened.
You're not wrong. So my quick rundown, we open with Premier Zalilek choosing to walk the path of light. We cut to Agoria, where Derek continues to argue with his father when they are interrupted and informed of an incoming alien craft. In deep space, Skexoid contemplates life while thinking about his wife and kids, who are maybe still alive? I thought they were dead. Maybe.
I don't know.
In uncharted space, some cosmic debris runs into Pythona's ship. Bola and Gracula venture out to retrieve it, and Gracula is hit with a bright green light emitting from a crystal lodged into their ship. This triggers something to start growing on their spacesuits. Back in the center of the Sacred Ring, Solila continues her journey with Handroid. Back at Agoria, Derek volunteers to intercept the incoming alien ship and picks up a new Handroid of his own for the mission. As he launches into space, Derek blacks out momentarily and carries on a quote-unquote force ghost conversation with Solila. He informs her that the highest-ranking officials are aware that they are the same and have been colluding to keep the secret. Derek comes to just in time as he nearly misses the alien ship he was sent to intercept. After some initial miscommunications and firing of guns, we learn that the alien ship is being piloted by Autobot Hot Rod, and that he is looking for a friend. So Leela continues her journey, but a trapdoor opens and she plummets into the darkness. We close with the Quintessons arriving at the Sacred Ring, exclaiming that at long last they will have their revenge. So thoughts and review of issue number 14.
Next year is the 40th anniversary of the Breakfast Club. I have to get an interview with Judd Nelson, and I have to have him say this line. This lunatic trying to kill me. Not the kind of welcome I prefer, but okay, I can repay the favor, jerk. I'm two seconds in, one page, one panel. I'm like, oh, Skybound Hot Rod. I'm absolutely loving this already. I love the way I love his ship, because his ship reminds me of the it's in Justice League at the end in Justice League of Savage Time. A couple of the ships that Vandal Savage brings back from the future kind of reminds me of that. Actually, that and World's Finest reminds me of the Joker's wing. So in World's Finest, the three-parter in Superman the Animated Series, sidetrack, folks, there is a ship that Lex Luthor has had built, and it's this giant wing thing. Well, the Joker paints it a smile, and Hot Rod's ship, the way it looks, very wing-like, reminds me of that as far as the shape of it goes. But anyway, I love this. Great. The only thing I needed to do before I read issue 14 was I had to go back because I did not read 14. So I went back and I reread 13 because I'm like, wait a minute, why is this guy kneeling? Why is he putting his hat on? What is going on here? Completely forgot what that was all about. Completely. But the Derek stuff with his dad, I absolutely love that. The Skuxoid stuff. It's weird to me to see the Skuxoid in profile, not just straight up, you know, with his face looking at us, because, I don't know, it's just weird. But at first I thought, for half a second, and then I realized, oh no, that's not this. I thought Hot Rod was going to commandeer the Rockeroid. That's what I thought was going to happen, then I realized it's part of the Skuxoid story. The green glowing blast rock thing, I'm like, oh my god, what are they trying to do? Give them kryptonite? Because that's what it kind of looks like, it's kryptonite.
I don't know if it's kryptonite or not, but so the shuttle that he's got,
mm-hmm,
look reminiscent of that? The moon base shuttle from Transformers the movie?
Yeah, that too. I can see, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I just sent you a picture of that, and I'm comparing with what's here in the comic, and it looks just like that.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Or at least that's where they took the design from.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I just went on a side tangent with the superhero stuff. Look, it is what it is. But yeah, no, I can see that. Oh yeah. Huh. Yes. Is that 3D printed?
I don't know what that is. I just Googled Transformers the movie spaceships, and this came up.
Interesting.
And I'm like, I'm looking at the front. I'm like, yep, that's what this is.
Yep.
So did you enjoy the issue?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's one of my favorites so far. Other than having to go back and like the last three pages of 13 to understand the beginning of this, the rest of it, great. So what did you think?
So I really liked this issue. I'm trying to recall what I thought of issue 13. I recall saying that I think it felt different than the rest, right? I was saying that I feel like Image Comics was having an issue with their 13th issues.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was bad, but I felt like it was sort of a misstep, or it felt different than the other comics, the other issues, I should say. I feel like 13 was like an anomaly. I think we're right back to where we were with, you know, 1 through 12. Let me put it that way. I can say it that way.
Yeah, there you go. And I think the thing with 13 is because it was starting a new arc. It was what you were supposed to do, as much as, oh, mixed it up for Transformers. Ryan's awesome, great dude. But no, you don't need to, especially, anyway. But I think going from the end of 12 into the beginning of 13, there isn't that carryover. There's more of a, hey, this is a jumping on point. If you missed the first 12 issues, you can go back and buy the hardcover, collect all issues, and then you can read this thoroughly for now until we collect it again. But yeah, that's why I had to go back to for 14. That's why I had to go back to 13 to what the hell was going on. But yeah, no, overall I love 14. 14 was great.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things I liked about this particular issue. Like, I like the what's his name here? Premier Zalilic. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the fact that, oh, right, someone that's higher up in the echelon of the Sacred Ring here is finally going to come around to the fact that everything he's been told has been bullshit up to this point, right? Hopefully she's not it's not going to bullshit him and like actually tell him what is going on.
Yeah.
Hopefully she doesn't have an agenda of her own. She seems to be, at least based on what we've seen in the comics so far, she seems to be pretty straightforward. So I'm hoping that's the case. But so I think that's wherever we go with that, that's going to be interesting. I'm very curious to know what this shard of stuff was, because so far we've seen Energon be purple.
Yeah.
Right. Any place that's been in the Energon universe comics so far, it's all been purple. So I don't know what this green shard is. Like you said, maybe it's kryptonite. I don't know. We could have a Superman cameo. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like I said, I'm interested to see where that goes. This whole thing with Skuxoid, I don't know. Like where he arrived home, he had talked about his, and that, this is like going way back now. He arrived home after remission, and it was, it's like, oh, he's like thinking about his wife and his kids. And he's like, oh, right. My assumption was like, oh, they had died at some point. He was excited to get back home. He's probably suffering PTSD and they had died at some point. But he makes it sound like here, like they're alive. Because he's like, what am I doing? I've got a wife and kids to provide for. So it's like they're alive somewhere, maybe. But they obviously weren't at home. So
maybe they're prisoners somewhere.
That's also what I'm wondering. But whatever this green shard is, don't know. But it's if you look at page 9,
uh-huh.
9 and yeah, I guess it's 9, bottom of page 9. Once they touch that shard and the green light comes out, something starts growing on the suit. It's like, well, what is this? I don't know. I immediately started thinking, is this the hate plague? What the hell is this?
It's either the hate plague or it's cosmic rust.
I started thinking about that too. I'm like, could that be it? Whatever the Force Ghost conversation is between Derek and Salila, very curious to know more about that. It happened once before, but now they're like in totally different places.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That just seems to have triggered when Derek went through the event horizon.
Yep.
And I don't know. Like, I want to learn more about that. Like, why do they have this connection? And why does this keep happening to them? Second time now. And I think the biggest thing that I liked, which is kind of what you alluded to, is the inclusion of Hot Rod here. Because I think the characterization of him in this is fantastic.
Yep.
And so I was telling you a while back, like my daughter and I were watching the original G1 Transformers cartoon and we watched all of season one. We got through season two. We watched the movie. And as it happens, as it happened this time, as it does every time when I try to sit down and watch the series, I cannot get through season three. I just cannot do it. So when Rodimus becomes Hot Rod again, because he does in a few episodes in season three, the voice that he's got in that, like the voice actor, the voice, I just do not associate that with the character at all. It's always Judd Nelson.
Judd Nelson, yeah.
So when I'm reading this, I'm like, yes, I got Judd Nelson's voice in my head.
Yeah, and I got Judd in my head as well, but it depends on how Kirkman is going to write him, since they are specifically writing him as Hot Rod. It's definitely Judd Nelson. Now, if later down the line, if he continues to be in the series, whether it's here in Void Rivals, whether it's over in Transformers, who knows what's going to happen. Depending on what he says, I will hear Dick in my... He's been gone a couple of years now. It might be more than a couple of years, folks. I don't remember off the top of my head. But do I wish we had Judd Nelson for season? Absolutely. But what Jaime the Robot from Get Smart did... because that's who Dick Gaudier played in the original Get Smart television series. What he did with Rodimus, I thought was really, really...
And I think the way that he's drawn in this comic, it's like the first page that he's on, which is like the bottom of 19. It's like, you look at that and it's like, I don't see any difference between this and our first introduction to him in Transformers the movie. Like, it's the art on this character here is like fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little less so as we get to page 21, but he's just sort of got like a goofy look on his face. There he almost looks more like Prowl to me in his head design.
No.
But so I'm very curious to see where this goes. And now that the Quintessons have shown up, Yep. It seems like everyone is diverging here into the sacred ring. Yep. And I'm curious to know what Pythona knows, right? Because at the beginning of 13. What issue? 13?
Yeah, I think it was 13. She said something.
No, is it? I got to go back now. Hold on a second. So at the beginning of issue 13, right, we based on what we see here, that has taken place at some point in the future.
Yep.
Because she's already back from her mission.
Yep.
And then what we're reading in the rest of 13 and now in 14 has taken place at some point in the past prior to the events of the beginning of 13. I'm wondering if she's had any encounters with the Quintessons and if they're going to now be involved at some point in the future going forward with Cobra Commander, Cobra in general, and or G.I. Joe.
I'm curious too to see how any of that's going to play out.
Well, strap in because it's probably going to happen.
Hey, look, I don't care what they do. So far, I mean, we've all had our little nagging things about the Skybound comic so far, but to my memory, which is very bleh at this point, we've not really said anything like, oh crap, I'm out. Even with the whole Transformers 13-14 mini story with Starscream, because he likes to scream at the stars. We didn't say at the end of that, okay, we're done with this. We said we don't like these two issues, but we're still going to move on. I mean, if we can get through freaking Destro, folks, 5 issues of that crap, we can get through anything Skybound throws at us. But we're overall, I would say that we are enjoying it for the most part, and I'm looking forward to whatever they throw at us.
For as much as I love the Transformers series, I don't think the Void Rivals series has headed any big misses at all. No. Yes, I said that I think 13 was a misstep, but even still, I don't think it was a bad issue.
No, it wasn't like a bad issue. It was more of a false start. It was more of a kind of tripping, but it's Kirkman. It shouldn't have been a false start. Maybe he was having a bad week the week that he worked on this or whenever he wrote it. Again, I don't know the guy. I don't know, whatever. But right. It was more of a whoops false start, like trip and whatever. But here in 14, it's gravy.
Yeah. And I mean, looking at the other series, right? I know I've complained about Transformers 13. 14 I liked better, but it still seemed a little off to me. We just got into G.I. Joe, so I can't really complain about that one. But looking at the miniseries, right, I think all of them have had missteps along the way. Yeah. I don't think that's the case here with Void Rivals.
No, Void Rivals has been on point for practically the entire run so far.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Transformers is going to, I don't know, once we get to it, we'll figure it out. But like once Johnson leaves after issue 24, whomever they bring in next, it's be interesting, quote unquote, second season.
Yeah. So I don't know, like, if at some point Kirkman's gonna no longer write for this, or if this is just what he's going to continue to write for.
I hope he writes this for as long as he wants to, or as long as whatever, because this is great stuff. Like, and this is the first stuff I've read from him ever. I'm not a Walking Dead person. I'm not a this. I'm not that. But like I've said this in other episodes, to me personally, hands down, the best sci-fi comic that we've had in at least 5 years.
Yeah, it's fantastic. My closing thoughts are pick this up, pick up the trades, and jump in on this story if you haven't done so.
Absolutely, I agree.
All right, well, with that, if we can make it through... So do you want to do the previews, or do you want me to do the previews?
Yeah, I can try, or you all can right. Just whatever. But we'll try here. We'll try. All right, folks. So I need to reach out to Skybound on multiple social media platforms and ask them, because I would hope that every single comic book shop is closed December 25th. But Void Rivals number 15 in shops December 25th, 2024. Kirkman. DeFelici, Del Pesce, Russ Wooten, and the tagline for this is everyone's favorite Autobot, Hot Rod, finds his way to the Sacred Ring. What news of Cybertron does he bring to Springer? How dire are things, and how much trouble can two Autobots cause in Agoria? Tons.
So that's coming December 25th on Christmas Day. Again, I do not think that the comic book shops are going to be open that day. I would hope comic book shops are not open on Christmas Day. They deserve at least, you know, a couple of days off, at least that day specifically. I can understand if a comic book shop is open for like 3 or 4 hours on Christmas Eve or something, but I don't think comic book shops should be open Christmas Day.
I will read it on Christmas.
Well, it'll come out. I'm just saying, like, the digital thing probably out on Christmas, and that's fine, but I'm just saying I personally don't think comic book shops should be open on Christmas because they deserve to have some time. All right, coming in January 22nd, 2025, Void Rivals number 16, January 22nd, 2025. Same creative team as always. Skurkzoid versus Pythona, the battle you didn't know you wanted. Exclamation point. All right, let's try to get through this really quickly. Void Rivals number 17, cover A. Minister Doolin demands loyalty of his son Derek's time in Zirtonia has been called into question where his allegiances lie, and is war brewing in Agoria? Will it pit father against son? Retail $3.99, in store date February 26, 2025. Okay, well, let's see here. Transformers number 17, cover A, blah 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 blah. Mike Spicer, as the Titanic clash from last issue rages on, a corps of Autobots continues their search for the ally who turned the tide on Earth. Ultra Magnus, dun dun dun.
All right. Anything else before we get to plugs?
I think we're done. I think we're done, dude. I ain't got nothing to plug.
All right. Well, I got a few things to plug. You can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/matrix_prime. Find me on Blue Sky at Jesse Early. We have a Discord now. Please join us. Come talk with us. You can find the link to the Discord in the show notes. So look for it there. I think that's all I got.
Cool.
So until next time, this is Jesse signing off.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThePullbag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @ThePullbag and @GeekcastRadio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.